Civic Media app. Columbus,
WTMF 92.7 and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More pressures on Israel. Families of hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza protesting inside the Israeli parliament. President Biden says he's outraged and heartbroken by the killing of seven aid workers, including a U.S. citizen, in an Israeli airstrike in a clearly marked convoy in Gaza. Foreign policy advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, Ofer Falk.
This war is a complex war. The incident happened in the middle of the night. It should not have happened.
The search and rescue operation continuing after the big earthquake in Taiwan at a partially collapsed building at the epicenter. What now after a man's arrested in Hamilton County, Ohio, for allegedly from a moving car tossing out loads of carpenter's nails on the roads? Keenan Reardon with Springfield Police.
We'd like to think this is the end of it, and that would be great. He will be out. He was charged once before, and he's continued on, so we don't know.
A mixed day on Wall Street. This is ABC News. LSU star Angel Reese formally declaring for the WNBA draft less than 2 days after her Elite Eight loss. Inflation has fallen again in Europe to 2.4% in March. Imagine paying the tolls in order to run a marathon. It's what one agency's proposing.
It's one of the most iconic images of the New York City Marathon. Tens of thousands of runners crossing the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, spanning from Staten Island to Brooklyn. The bridge is closed to cars for the event, and the New York Times is reporting that the authority which operates the bridge is now asking to be compensated for the $750,000 a year in toll revenue it loses. One possible compromise could see the runners on one level of the bridge with cars on the other. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
Thanks to DNA testing, officials in New York say they've been able to identify a body that washed up on the shores of Lake Ontario in 1992. The Oswego County Sheriff's Office says Vincent Stack went missing in Niagara Falls State Park in 1990, and it's believed he died going over the falls. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common Sense Investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Listen, feel, experience, dance to the rhythm of one beat. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, Cosmo Brown, Frequency, weekly guests, bringing you together in mad unity.
Unity, unity, unity.
Good evening and welcome to Mad Unity, the show where we explore all aspects of electronic music here in Madison, Wisconsin. Tonight, we have Mythica joining us again. Last time he was here, we were on Friday nights, so he is making his second appearance to chat a little bit about his upcoming gigs and play us some excellent house music. But first, I want to remind everybody that this is Mad Unity. We are on Mad Radio 92.7 FM WMDX in Madison, Wisconsin. And we are also on all the socials at Mad Unity Radio. Let's get started. How's it going, man? Good to see you.
Thanks for having me. I'm making my Wednesday night debut.
There you go. There's always something new going on here.
That's right.
Yeah. How have you been since we last chatted?
Doing the DJ thing, making the music. Yeah. Making it out here in Madison.
Staying warm with the house music grooves.
We're trying to.
Yeah, I know, right? It's been an interesting couple of weeks.
No, but there's some good shows coming up.
Yeah.
Which we're going to talk about. Segway.
Let's just get right into it. Because there's something we're all really excited about here. And why don't you tell us about that first? And we can, you know.
So I'm here to promote the upcoming Jams show, MSN Jams, at Robinia Courtyard on April 12th. Yep. We have a very special DJ coming to town.
Yeah, and she's, you know, remember, were you here? No, when Aza was here, we actually, she was very gracious to give us one of her tunes to play on the air.
Oh, really?
Before it was released. That. Yeah, it was, you know, the last one, the name escapes me, but we can play it tonight. But yeah, it's exciting because she is a house music legend. So I'll stop interrupting you.
She is one of my OGs.
Yeah.
Well, because I mean, if we've talked about like
DJ Colette.
Deep house music, and she's in one of the labels that practically shaped me.
Oh,
so into who I'm repping. Today.
So this, yeah. So this
we're repping OM Records right here.
There you go. So this is
from San Francisco.
This is an emotional.
This is a special show for me,
dude. That's exciting. Yeah. That's even more exciting. So, I mean, I was excited already, so I'm definitely gonna be there.
Yeah. So because this is, you know, it's not every day we get an OMI.
Right. Right.
In Madison. So yep. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because all of these DJs that came from that label.
Yeah.
Cascade. Mark Farina.
Yeah.
Samantha James.
It's like, I mean, that's like old OG house music.
JJ.
Right there. Yeah. Like West Coast
Chuck
style.
Love. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Yep. But, I mean, all of these guys are influences of mine. And gals.
Yes.
And Colette.
And Colette, yeah.
I mean, this is why we're here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We're setting the red carpet for Colette.
Yep. Absolutely.
And we're doing it in style. We're going to do a little, I'm going to play some Colette songs.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little tribute to Colette in the beginning. Since these are songs that I'm not going to play when she's here. So.
Yeah, you don't want to step on those toes either.
We don't want to ruin this little moment. So.
Well, you know, you never know. Maybe she'll get up there and sing along or something.
That would be dope. Said, yeah. That would be dope.
But you don't want to risk it.
Yeah.
You definitely just want to, you know, that's.
Yeah, so basically MSN Jams.
Yeah.
April 12th, Friday. Shout out to Ted and Aza of MSN Jams for.
Yes. DJ Zipdisc and DJ Aza.
Yeah, for giving a shot at the title to one of the, well, I'm not going to say the rising stars or whatever. Yeah. That's what they said, not me.
Yeah. No, you are indeed a rising star. you have been, you know, you've been very active in the scene. And it's always nice to see, because you play at Liquid often, right? And
yeah. So Liquid's usually like the spot.
Yeah, and it's nice to see the sort of like cross pollination of
Robinia Courtyard. Every time I play there, it's just it's a special place.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, in the short history I have of being here, those are some legendary times.
Yeah, I mean Robinia for me is one of the, if not the best venue for house music in
Absolutely.
Madison.
Yeah, so everybody be there next Friday.
Yeah.
Starts at 10 p.m.
10 p.m. 10 to 12, me and Aza, B2B. And then the lady of the hour, midnight until 2:22.
Like, if you have stuff to do the next morning, just, you know, you're not going to get much sleep.
It.
Yeah, either cancel it or just go there tired.
Because
it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
I'm speaking to myself also there because, I need to just power up because it's going to be a fun night.
Yeah.
All right. Well, any other shows you want to talk about that are coming up?
One's not confirmed yet for the 19th. So if you follow me on my socials, we'll see what we can do there. And then on the 26th, this one just got confirmed a couple days ago with FNU.
Oh, awesome.
Friend of the show, FNU.
She is a friend of the show. She's here on the 18th of April.
Oh, is she?
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, she's here to promote that show, or I'm in that show.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you are also welcome to come that night. We're actually thinking of having.
Okay.
She's bringing people over, so it's going to be.
Yeah, because it's Pantheon.
Yeah. Yep.
FNU and Nebula Beats.
There you go. And
that's the lineup.
Where is that?
It's at Voodoo Lounge. I think. It's in Madison.
In Madison?
It's
okay.
In Madison. It's
that's
here
one
Madison.
Venue I haven't been to yet.
Yeah, me neither. So I'm excited to check out the new spot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get it broken.
And that's
in.
On the 26th. April 26th. So it's a busy April.
That's awesome. It's always good to be
April.
Busy.
Yeah,
yep. So, yeah. So, you know, everybody stay tuned and we will get started with the music.
Yeah,
are you ready to go?
Let's play some deep house.
Let's do it. This is Mad Unity with Mythica.
I wanna feel the heat, I wanna feel that. Things are good. Yeah. Don't
You're listening to the sounds of Mythica on Mad Unity 92.7 FM WMDX Mad Radio. His DJ Colette tribute. Catch him next Friday at Jams in support of DJ Colette herself. It's gonna be a great night. Let's go!
It's your infidelity. You do you. Thank you.
You're listening to the sounds of Mythica on Mad Unity, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Chance to stop me. So I want to thank DJ Mythica for coming and joining us tonight. Be sure to check him out next Friday, April 12th, at Robinia Courtyard with DJ Colette. It's going to be a great night. Coming on the other side, I'm your host, Cosmo Brown. I will be keeping the house vibes going. Stay tuned.
Weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.